Ever notice how casinos have that certain, well, that feel? The plush carpets, the glittering lights, and of course, the uncanny ability to make a profit year after year.
It really is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, so today's deep dive is all about the math behind those winning
Oh,
streaks.
yeah.
And don't worry, we're not trying to turn you into a card shark or anything.
Want to know?
It's more about unpacking how the principles of gambling, the math behind it all, actually apply to decisions we all make every single day.
It's true. It's fascinating how often people think gambling is purely about luck. Pure luck. But beneath the surface, there's a whole world of mathematical principles driving those outcomes.
Oh, absolutely.
And here's the kicker, I think. These principles, they don't just stay in the casinos. They pop up in finance, data science, even things like climate modeling.
Okay, so let's lay our cards on the table, so to speak. Where do we even begin with this whole math of gambling thing?
Well, let's start simple. Imagine you're at a roulette wheel, okay? Chips in hand, you're feeling lucky. You want to win, naturally. But let's face it, each spin, it's a mystery, right? You don't know what's going to happen. That, in essence, that's the gambler's problem. How do you strategically allocate your resources, your bets, when you have no idea what's going to happen next?
So it's not just about picking red or black. It's about making a series of, like smart bets over time.
Exactly, you've got it. And here's the thing, this isn't some esoteric casino problem. This is a model for how we make decisions in any uncertain situation. Whether it's, oh, I don't know, investing in the stock market or choosing between two job offers, we're constantly weighing those potential outcomes, those what-ifs, and we're essentially making calculated bets on the future.
Which is, let's face it, pretty much every decision we make in life.
Yeah.
But okay, before we get too philosophical here, let's go back to the casino. We've all heard the saying, the house always wins. But how do they maintain that edge? It can't just be luck, can it?
You're on to something. Luck might play a role in the short term. You might get lucky here and there. But over the long haul, casinos have this built-in advantage, and it's called sub-fairness. Essentially, the odds are subtly tilted in their favor.
Okay. Time for a little explain it like I'm five. How do they make the odds favor them?
Let's stick with the roulette wheel, right? Think about that wheel for a second. Now, the addition of that green zero, and sometimes you even have a zero, it seems small. But that right there gives the house a slight edge. It might seem insignificant on a single spin, but think about it. Over thousands and thousands of spins, that tiny advantage transforms into guaranteed profits.
So it's like this slow and steady drip, drip, drip of probability working in their favor.
You got it. That's a great way to put it. And this principle of sub-fairness, it's not just roulette. It extends to most casino games. Take blackjack, for instance. The rules about when the dealer hits or stands, they're not arbitrary. They're carefully calculated to give them, you guessed it, that slight statistical edge over the player.
So knowing this, is there even a point in trying to improve our odds? Or are we just like playing right into their carefully crafted mathematical web?
Now that's where things get really interesting. Because here's the thing, casinos might have a built-in edge, right? We can't deny that. But gamblers, smart gamblers, they can still use math to make smarter decisions. And one powerful tool is something called dynamic programming.
Ooh, dynamic programming. Sounds complicated, but I'm intrigued. Break it down for me.
Okay, imagine you're playing blackjack again. Dynamic programming, it helps you break down this complex decision-making process, hitting, standing, splitting into a series of smaller, more manageable decisions. Each one is based on, you guessed it, probability.
So instead of going with my gut, I'm using a more, what, strategic, calculated approach?
Precisely. Let's say you have a 12. And the dealer is showing a six. Now, a novice player, they might be tempted to stand, right? They're afraid of busting. But, and here's where the math comes in, by considering the probabilities, the dealer's chance of busting, your chances of drawing a favorable card, dynamic programming, it's like a guide. It helps you make the statistically optimal decision in that specific situation, which is often to, take a chance to hit.
So it's like having a secret weapon against the house edge.
I'd say it's more like having a roadmap. A roadmap through this maze of probability.
Like that, a roadmap. Okay, so we've got our roadmap. What else?
Well, speaking of probabilities, there's another tool that can help us make smarter decisions, and this one goes way beyond gambling. It's called Bayesian statistics.
All right, let's roll the dice with Bayesian statistics. What's that all about?
Okay, picture this. You're at a poker table. You start with a belief about the strength of your opponent's hand based on, well, their initial bet, right? But as the game unfolds, you get new information. the cards on the table, their betting patterns, even, you know, their facial expressions if you're really good.
Right.
Bayesian statistics, it's a way to formally update your initial belief, that first impression, based on this new evidence, these new clues.
So you're constantly recalibrating, like adjusting your strategy on the fly based on the information you gather, kind of like a detective piecing together clues.
Exactly. Let's say your opponent, they make this large bet on the river. Now, you initially believed they were bluffing. But Bayesian thinking, it encourages you to consider alternative explanations. Maybe, just maybe, they actually have a strong hand, or maybe they're just a really, really convincing bluffer.
Oh, okay.
By updating your beliefs, you're not just guessing anymore. You make a more informed decision. Do you call their bet, or do you fold?
That's so interesting, but it also sounds incredibly complex to do on the fly. Whether I'm playing poker or just trying to, like, navigate a tricky situation in real life.
And that's the amazing thing. Our brains are already hardwired for this kind of Bayesian updating, even if we don't realize it. Think about something like driving. Think about it. You constantly adjust your speed, your following distance, based on traffic, weather, even the, well, perceived skill of other drivers.
Oh, 100%. You're constantly reassessing, reevaluating the situation, and you're making decisions based on the latest information, which is essentially what Bayesian statistics, as you're saying, helps us formalize.
Precisely. And this concept, it's not just poker or driving. It extends far beyond that. It's about being open to new information, updating those beliefs that we hold on to, and ultimately making better decisions as a result.
You know, it reminds me of that famous quote, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it."
Right, right.
Bayesian statistics is kind of like remembering the past, but in a way that actually helps us make better decisions in the present, not just dwell on the past, you know?
Absolutely. It's about learning from experience, good or bad.
Right.
And using that knowledge, that hard-won wisdom, to navigate the uncertainties, the unknowns of the future.
All right, so we've covered some serious ground here. The gambler's problem, subfairness, dynamic programming, Bayesian statistics. Anything else we absolutely need to know about the math of gambling before we, you know, cash in our chips for the day?
Well, we've only scratched the surface, honestly. But one more essential concept, and this is a big one, is the idea of stochastic processes.
Mm.
Now, stochastic processes, I know it sounds kind of intimidating, right? Like something you'd only hear in a university lecture hall.
Yeah, a little bit.
But stick with me on this one because it's actually pretty cool once you wrap your head around it.
Okay.
Think of it this way. Imagine trying to predict something like, I don't know, the weather.
Okay.
Or maybe the stock market, right?
Right.
It's like, good luck with that.
It's all over the place, yeah.
Exactly. It's unpredictable. But here's the thing. Even though we can't know for sure what's going to happen, even though it seems random, we could still use math. We can use these stochastic processes to analyze those patterns, those trends.
Okay, so even though each individual event, like whether it rains tomorrow or if a stock goes up or down, even though that might seem random.
Right, exactly.
There's still an underlying pattern that we can use math to understand.
You got it. And that's the beauty of stochastic processes. It's like, think of it like flipping a coin. Each individual flip, total mystery, right? 50-50. But over hundreds and hundreds of flips, you start to see that pattern emerge.
Right.
Roughly half the time it's heads, roughly half the time it's tails. So even though we can't predict a single coin flip with certainty, we can understand the probability, the likelihood of those outcomes over time.
Okay, that makes sense. So how does this apply to, say, something like predicting the weather, which seems way more complicated than just flipping a coin?
Okay, good point. It gets a little more complex, but the principle is the same. Instead of heads or tails, imagine we have, say, three states. Sunny, cloudy, rainy.
Okay.
Now, let's say today is, well, what's it like outside today? It's probably a nice day wherever you are, right?
Let's say it's sunny.
Perfect. It's sunny. So we've got sunshine. A Markov chain, and that's a specific type of stochastic process. It would look at today's weather, that sunny sky, and it would use historical data to say, okay, given that it's sunny today, what's the probability it's going to be sunny again tomorrow? What about cloudy? What about rainy?
So it's like using the current state of things to predict, to make an educated guess about the future state.
Exactly. It's like saying, all right, given where we are right now, what's the most likely next step? Mm. What are the odds?
I see. So it's not about looking back at every single sunny day in history to predict tomorrow. It's more about, okay, it's sunny today. What happened the last time it was sunny? What are the chances it'll be sunny again tomorrow?
Exactly. You're picking up on it quickly. It's not about the entire history. It's about those immediate transitions, those patterns in those transitions. And here's the cool part. Markov chains, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Like literally, they're everywhere. We use them to model all sorts of things.
It really is amazing to think about all these mathematical concepts, these patterns, these probabilities, just ticking away behind the scenes of our lives. But okay, let's up the ante here a bit. How do these principles, all this stuff we've been talking about, how does it apply to like the really big stuff, the really complex systems in the world? I'm talking like global finance, climate change, that kind of scale.
All right, you're ready to dive into the deep end, I see.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So global finance, you mentioned that, mm-hmm. is a perfect example. Remember those stochastic processes we were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Markov chains, random walks.
Right.
Those are the mathematical engines behind a lot of what happens on Wall Street. Well, not literally, of course, but you know what I mean. Portfolio managers, financial analysts, they use these models, these equations, these processes to do everything from optimizing their investment strategies, figuring out where to put their money, to managing risk, trying to avoid those big losses.
So instead of like just throwing darts at a stock board and hoping for the best, these folks are using like hardcore math to make more, calculated decisions?
Precisely. They're taking those same principles we've been talking about, analyzing random fluctuations, understanding trends over time, and they're using them to try to make sense of the market. And the goal, well, to try and predict those future outcomes, those market swings, and ultimately make those investment decisions based not just on a hunch or what they read in the newspaper, but on cold, hard probability.
So it's like they're playing a high-stakes game of chess with the market, only instead of rooks and pawns, they're using math as their secret weapons.
I like that analogy. It's a very strategic game, and the stakes are incredibly high. But here's the thing. It's not just about making money. These models, they're used for some really important things, too.
Mm.
Assessing risk on loans, for example, so people can buy homes, start businesses. Pricing those incredibly complex financial instruments that nobody fully understands, but hey, they keep the system running. And even making those big picture decisions that impact entire economies, entire countries.
Okay, wow. We're talking serious impact here. But let's shift gears just a bit because you mentioned climate change earlier. And I have to admit, I'm really curious about how this all connects to something as massive and complex as, well, the entire planet.
All right, so buckle up because we're about to get really meta here. Climate change, it's one of the biggest, most complex challenges humanity's ever faced.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Those same stochastic processes, those models we were just talking about, the ones used to analyze random walks and try to predict the stock market, they're also used by climate scientists to study and try to understand the Earth's climate.
Wait, seriously? Those same equations used to figure out like the odds of a roulette wheel?
I know, it seems crazy. But it makes sense when you think about it. Climate, it's all about change over time, about patterns, and yes, even randomness. And these models, they help scientists study all sorts of climate-related phenomena. Rising sea levels, the frequency and intensity of extreme weather events like hurricanes and droughts, and even those long-term climate patterns that shape our planet.
So even though the climate system is unbelievably complex with like a million different factors at play all at once, these models give scientists a way to make sense of it all, to actually find those patterns within the chaos and make more accurate predictions about the future of our planet.
You got it. They're not perfect, of course, but these models, they're incredibly sophisticated, constantly being refined, and they're helping scientists analyze huge amounts of data, factor in things like, well, how much greenhouse gases are being released, the impact of deforestation, even things like volcanic activity. And by incorporating all of this, these models, they help us understand not just what might happen in the future, but how likely those different scenarios are.
So it's like having a crystal ball, but instead of vague predictions, we're getting these data-driven insights into the potential future of our planet, which is both amazing and, well, a little bit terrifying all at the same time.
Yeah, I feel that. It's a lot to take in, but knowledge is power, right?
That's what we always say. So, okay, as we bring this deep dive to a close, I have to ask, what's the one big takeaway, the one key message that you really hope our listeners walk away with? What's the, like, the big aha moment?
You know, for me, it's this. The world is full of uncertainty. We're surrounded by it. But that doesn't mean we're powerless. It doesn't mean we're just these tiny little specks being tossed around by forces we can't control. By understanding the power of probability, by learning how to embrace data, by being open to new information, and get this, actually changing our minds sometimes when we're wrong, We can all become more informed decision makers, better equipped to handle those inevitable curveballs that life throws our way.
I love that. It's not about eliminating risk, because that's impossible, right? But it's about understanding it, managing it, and even using it to our advantage, whether we're placing a bet, making a big career move, or, you know, trying to tackle some of those big, hairy global challenges we're facing.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So, listener name, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we hope this deep dive has not only demystified some of those complex match vital concepts we talked about, but also empowered you to see those hidden connections, those patterns, those odds playing out all around us every single day.
And hey, who knows? Maybe it's even inspired you to, like, brush up on your poker face or finally start that side hustle you've been dreaming of.
I hear you.
Whatever you do, do it with confidence, with that knowledge that, hey, you understand the odds a little bit better now, because in the grand casino of life, as we like to call it.
I like that.
Knowledge, my friend, knowledge is the ultimate gamble that always pays off. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.